This is a No Fluff podcast created for busy women. We are Bailey and Brianna.
We are dedicated to helping women break up with dieting and rethink the way you look at food, sharing the real secret to fat loss, learning how your body actually works.
Our goal is to give you the tools that you need to navigate BS diet culture and empower you to feel confident with your food choices so that you can sustainably reach your goals.
Take a quick sip and welcome to Mocktail Minutes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Mocktail Minutes. This is Bailey.
And this is Brianna.
And this week, I am drinking, I think it's lemonade matcha. It's from Thrive Market. I've had it before. I haven't had it since like summertime, but it's the day after Christmas and I'm feeling summer now. So,
yeah, I'm ready for one to be over now.
Yes.
What am I having? Oh, I'm doing the Jigsaw Pickleball one. They're like electrolytes, but they're much lower in salt. I don't know. I feel like because now like the weather's cold, I haven't been like outside and sweating as much. So I'm just trying to manipulate that.
Is that like is it blue raspberry flavor?
Yeah, I do the blue raspberry. They have like two other ones, I think, of the pickleball, but I've only ever had the blue raspberry. And I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. We are recording the day after Christmas, so how was your Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas was good.
Yeah.
It was busy, probably because I worked on Christmas Eve, so it was just, like, super crazy. But it was good. Everyone liked their presents. It was actually more low-key than I thought it was going to be, so I liked it. How was yours?
It was good. We were very busy. But I always say, like, when I say that, it's not, like, a bad busy. Like, I enjoy our holidays being that way. Mm-hmm. And it just brings the joy. So we have had Christmas Friday, Saturday. We had a few on Sunday. And then we had three yesterday on Christmas. So we were very on the go. And then we actually took down Christmas decorations today and are putting everything away and packing some stuff up. That way when we move in February and in June, it's not as crazy, at least for the February move. So there's some stuff that we don't get to use yet.
I'm totally because I'm about to do that probably tonight, take down all the Christmas decorations. And I know so many people who are like, no, you wait until the new year, but I don't. I'm like, my husband's like, all the Grinch is coming through because I'm like, goodbye. Like, I do that with every holiday, like Easter, all the Easter baskets gone. You're gone. We're gone. Halloween done.
Yes. I feel like it just kind of declutters everything and I can just clear my mind so much better because I love Christmas decor and I'm the one who puts it all up and everything. But at the same time, it adds a lot of extra stuff to the household.
It does. And it's so nice to be like, oh, wow, it looks so clean and tidy in here just because like you're missing the giant tree and all the things everywhere.
Yes.
So yeah, sanity check. I will be doing that tonight.
Yep. No, I'll finish it up later, but we got it started. Yeah. A good dent in it this morning.
Yeah. So yeah, we're both right after Christmas.
And then we're twinning today if you're watching the video.
Yeah.
Our post
is a minimal effort day. I was like, I'm tired. Christmas is yesterday. I'm going to be doing stuff today. I have a hair appointment tomorrow, so I'm not going to do anything to my hair.
No. I put mascara on, so.
Yeah. I have lightened a little too. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wash my face, put on some mascara. That's it.
Perfect. I didn't shower last night. It's fine.
Right. Be good.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about New Year's resolutions because this episode is coming out on December 28th. Mm-hmm. So we're heading into the New Year's weekend. And I always hate saying this because I kind of hate the saying, but I mean, even myself, I feel a little bit off track today because with the holidays, it's pretty natural treats and sweets are going to increase because it's not normal for me to have a cookie offered to me every single place I go to or have four different carb options at every meal. So I think the holidays makes people feel off track. And with that being said, I do have a lot of conversations with that the week leading up to usually like Christmas or even Thanksgiving. And we've kind of talked about this in our other episodes, but I don't think it's anything to feel guilty about. And maybe it could be more like instead of being off track where I'm just being a little human this week and I'm living life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, schedules are off. Like, I mean, sleep schedule's off. workout schedules off. I mean, yesterday, like I didn't want to do any extra cooking. So it's like living off of leftovers, hanging out on the couch all day, watching movies, playing with toys. Like, and so it just feels a little bit off. I found myself saying that too, like, man, I just feel off, like off track. But it's like, it's weird because when you start giving your body what it needs all the time, it shifts from like, oh, I got off track, I'm being so bad, like, oh, how dare I, to like, I got off track, like my body just doesn't feel as good as it usually does.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get back on track with that because I'm going to feel better.
I think that is like one of the biggest things that I get feedback from after people have gone through Metabolism Makeover is, wow, I did Metabolism Makeover. I had a weekend where it looked a little different from switching up what I've been working on with Metabolism Makeover. I got that off track type of weekend. Yeah. And now it's like, wow, I actually feel terrible. So it's, I think it's almost like a good thing when it happens because it gives us time to reflect and be like, this is how I usually felt. Wow, I didn't realize how bad I felt. Mm-hmm. And then I think it makes it a little bit more worth it to do the things that we don't want to always do, like cook dinner, make time mm-hmm. for breakfast, go to bed on time, turn off Netflix, because we're like, when I was doing those things, I actually felt good. And I didn't wake up just feeling blah all day.
Yeah, like you'll know what your body needs.
Yes. So let's jump into it. You know, as far as New Year's resolutions, it's a cliche thing, like set your resolutions. And I have kind of like a love-hate relationship with them. Love part is, I mean, fresh starts, they feel good. It's a new year. It's a new month. Like we're coming off all the crazy holidays. We have a long time period without having crazy holidays. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time, but it's also, I never feel like that we have to have like a Monday or a new month or a new year to restart. But at the same time, it is that good restarting period. And I have found that I've read it somewhere. I think it's like 12% of New Year's resolutions actually stick, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It isn't.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought about myself, and I set New Year's resolutions, but then I don't really think about them after I set them. I'm like, oh, I'm going to save money or like I'm going to budget differently. Honestly, I think the main reason is because I'm not super specific with what I want to focus on. And sometimes I feel like I set them because I feel like it's something I should be doing. Maybe it's not something that I really find of priority to me right now or something like that. So I think those are kind of the main two reasons why my New Year's resolutions don't always work out. What do you think?
No, I agree. Because they're usually like, they're just things you're like, oh, I should be doing this. So that's my resolution. And then we don't really do much with them, probably because we don't have like a game plan. You know, like saving money is a great one. That's like always on my New Year's resolution. I don't have a game plan for that. I mean, I could be like, oh, I'm just gonna do it. Yeah, like maybe stay off Amazon, but then they got to go on Amazon. You know, it's like, I don't have a good plan. I don't set myself up to be like, this is what you can spend a month on Amazon or coffee or whatever it is. And I think a lot of times too, because it gets popular, it's going around social media. And so we're like looking at other people's resolutions and we're like, oh, those are good. Like those are cool. Maybe I should do those. And so we just start like making a list for ourselves that don't really, I don't know, they don't really go with what we really want to do. They don't really resonate with us. We're just like, oh, those are good ideas. And they probably are. But it's like, you know, like I saw one going around that's like, I'm going to read 200 and something books this year. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's a cool one. Like that would probably like make me stay off Netflix. Anyway. I'm like, that's probably a better use of my time. And then I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do
it. And I'm going to be honest, I probably wouldn't do it either. I'm not a big reader. I'm more like, I read occasionally, and it's more like self-help books or like personal development books. So I don't fly through them like some people do. Yeah, same for me. Like that would not be a good New Year's resolution for me.
No, I just think it's because, and we'll probably get into this, but we have like these goals or resolutions, and then we don't give ourselves a game plan. So then we usually like crash and burn. And I would, like if you're someone who continuously has the same resolutions, year after year after year, this is probably why. Like, you're focusing on an outcome, not really a process.
You're exactly right. I mean, we focus so much on the end goal that we don't think about, okay, what are we going to do to get to that goal? So I would say with talking about this first step, yeah, decide what your end goal is, but then break it down to like five things you're going to do to get to that goal. Like, if we're thinking about weight loss, for example, we both work with many weight loss clients. Is it going to be, we're going to meal plan? Are we going to have a water bottle filled in the morning? Not even just like drink 70 ounces of water. Are we just going to fill it up? Because if we don't have that cup filled up, we're not going to get very far. So starting with these simple, small habits like that, make it a plan to go on a 20-minute walk when you get home. Make it a plan to have groceries on hand, because it's going to be hard to throw a breakfast or throw a lunch together if you don't have those staple items to throw together. So we have to get these steps down before we can even get to that end goal. So I would say that would be step one, is creating that game plan, mapping out your steps.
And be realistic with it. And I like the meal prepping one, just because I feel like that's something a lot of people plan on. Like, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to start eating at home more. And so that means I'm going to meal prep to save time. But if you are someone who's used to eating out, like lunch every day, right now you eat out, you're never bringing a lunch, or maybe you're relying on like dinner out like 3 or 4 times a week, I wouldn't set the goal of like, I'm going to meal plan every single day. Because number one, you are probably not in the routine of grocery shopping. You're not in the routine of cooking. You're not in the routine of like eating things that you're preparing. So like working your way up to it. But I feel like that really stumps people because they don't feel like it's enough, right? So if you're like, I really want to lose weight, I'm sick of, you know, weighing what I want to weigh, and I'm going to get serious. And they like crack down on themselves super, super hard. And then they just kind of like give up because it's too much. Like we don't allow ourselves to be like, you know what? Eating dinner at home 4 nights a week is way better than eating it at home the 1 night a week that I'm doing right now. You know what I mean? Like you got to like baby step your way into it.
Do what works for you. This is something where, just like you're saying, I mean, meal prep, it's oftentimes like, yeah, we want to work on weight loss. We want to eat healthier. So we're going to meal prep. But if you're not going to take the time to meal prep, then that's a terrible step to make for that goal.
Yeah.
Even me personally, I don't meal prep a ton just because it doesn't help me a lot. I don't need to meal prep. That doesn't mean it's like a bad thing if you meal prep. I think it works great for some people. For me, it doesn't work so great because I will utilize leftovers. I have different staple items. So I've gotten really good at throwing things together, or I plan out what I'm going to do. If I need a meal prep, it consists of like doing my hard-boiled eggs while my smoothie is making, or while I'm getting ready in the morning, or chopping up fruit. Those simple things. That's what works for me. So I think you have to figure out like what is going to be truly beneficial and figure out like why are we doing that? And that's something I ask a lot of people too, is when they come to me, they're like, yeah, I want to start meal prepping. I'm like, why? I'm like, well, because that's, I mean, it's like, it kind of stumps some people, but I think it is important to think about the steps you want to take. Why do you want to take those steps? If we're talking about meal prepping, but you're like, usually right now I am putting a lunch together, but maybe I need to tweak what I'm putting together for lunch. That's a whole different story. Maybe we need to focus on more of a meal plan. So different things like that, asking yourself why we're doing each of these steps too. And thinking about that part as well, reflect on the past year or the past month. What has been working really well for you? If you've kind of already started a health journey, or if you know, like for the past few months, you've been doing really good at waking up early to get your workout in. Great. We know, let's continue that on to the next year. What other habits do we need to focus on? So reflect what's working. And then I think that's a good spot to think about what tweaks do we need to make? Because, you know, I think with these New Year's resolutions, we get so focused on what we need to give up or what's everything we need to change. But we can also think about things we want to continue on from the year before that has been beneficial.
Right. Like what habit can I build upon, or can I go a little bit further? You know, like you said, if you've already been used to, you know, waking up a few days a week at an earlier time and working out, can you add one more day in? Or maybe you need to add a little bit more time to your workout. Like, what can you already do based on like what's already working? And again, it's not like these drastic things, right? And I think that's why we love things like Whole 30 and 75 Hard, is because it gives us these like, do not do this, do this. And it's like, we know we can survive for 30 days, right? Mm-hmm. We know we can survive maybe 75 days, like doing hard things. We like to like prove this to ourselves. But then the problem with those things is it doesn't actually facilitate habit change. And it doesn't change behavior, because as soon as you stop that, you are right back to doing what you're doing. And you're probably going to be worse off, because you're going to be like, oh gosh, I did it. That was exhausting. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to do all this. And then you're back to like square one. And now you probably have a worse relationship with certain things because you never want to do that again. Right. So it's like, let's take the unsexy route and just feel like, what small things can we do? What's working, and what does my life actually look like? Like, hey, I do want to be someone that starts like a workout thing. What's your schedule look like? Like, be very intentional with it. And I'm going to tell you, like we are always saying, one workout a week is better than zero. Three workouts is better than zero, right? Like, you got to be intentional with it. Cause that's the other thing. I think we look at everybody else's lives and we're just like, oh, I want to be able to do that because they're doing it. But we're not looking at like, when is it actually going to be realistic for me?
And when thinking about these things too, I mean, you also have to think about, yes, these are simple things, but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Yes they are easy things to do, but that doesn't mean you're not going to want to do them every single time. Sometimes we have to be the adult. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do. We just got to do it anyways. So while we talk about the simple things, the easy things, we're not saying it's going to be easy peasy lemon squeezy all the time. I mean, that's the goal, but I mean, it's part of life to run into barriers. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times where you're like, I'm not sure what to do. Or maybe times where you're like, it's really cold. I don't want to go get in my car to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Or you get home late and you're like, I don't want to cook dinner. All these things, they are going to pop up. So then that's where it can be helpful to think about, all right, what are we going to do when this happens? And if you need help, I mean, that's what we're here for. We help people all the time in Metabolism Makeover, kind of strategize, game plan. What can we do when these things arise? Or if it happened, you weren't sure what to do, maybe you felt a little guilty afterwards, you reflect and you're like, okay, what could have been done differently so I felt differently afterwards? And I think this is where we can practice a little bit of self-compassion for ourselves as well. Because, like I said, I have so many people that come in to talk to me and they're like, I just feel so guilty. I had a really bad week. And I'm like, tell me what was bad about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a donut with my breakfast. I didn't get my walk in. And it's like all these things, maybe they'll list out five things that they didn't do. But I'm like, okay, well, what went well? I'm like, well, I did this. I did this. I had protein with my breakfast. I did walk a little bit more on Saturday, even though I didn't get my walk in on Sunday. I did get my water and I did not skip a meal. You know, yeah. So all these things are happening that we tend to get so focused on what didn't go well, I was bad, to, you know what? You were just being human. You were enjoying your life. You were deciding how you want to live it. And okay, if we come out of the weekend, you're not feeling how you would like to feel. Yeah, we can make some tweaks. We can game plan a little bit better for next time. But that's okay. You're just human. You're not supposed to be a robot living perfectly, making all the perfect nutrition decisions. It's just not realistic.
And it's not going to happen. Like, you're not always going to hit your goals every single week perfectly, top notch, A+. And I think you bring up a good point. We are so quick to point out, what are we doing wrong? Like, you know, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And we kind of overlook the things that help us build momentum. Like, we overlook all of the good habits that we did have, the good changes we did have that maybe look very different from a month ago. You know, maybe a month ago, you wouldn't have even cared about your movement on the weekend. And now you're like, oh gosh, I got less movement on Saturday than Sunday. Like, these are all good things. So like, you're not able to build momentum if you're not able to see them. So that's why if you're that type of person who really has a hard time getting down on yourself, I do like to do like a habit tracker.
Yeah.
So that you can see, like, can you actually see what you're doing? Because you may come off of the weekend and be like, wow, what was so horrible. I crashed and burned last week. But then you can see, like, oh, wait, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Like, why was I thinking that? And you can kind of, like, turn that around, because we do want things to come easy and they don't. But at the same time, if you get super caught up with your failures and your barriers, you're just going to stay stuck. So it's like you have to be like your own hype girl and also your own like mom, right? Like, no, this is what we're doing. I don't want to do it, but I'm doing it because I know it's what I need to do and I'm going to feel better. And then at the same time, when things do get in the way, you have to be able to be like, okay, you're not dwelling on this. Look at everything you have done well. This is what we're going to do next week to make it different. So it's like, and if you're someone who really struggles with that, I definitely do recommend working with someone that can help you put together a plan and see those things, because it can feel really overwhelming and defeating. And you don't want to be in the same place next year where you're like making the same resolutions and same goals and just kind of in the same place, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we have a lot of moms that listen to the podcast too. So I think to kind of relate to this, I think it can be helpful. Think about being a mom. There are some times where I'm sure you don't want to do the dishes. I don't know. You don't want to do the laundry. You don't want to do these things. But we know if we don't do the dishes, or if we don't do the laundry, or if we don't go grocery shopping, then your kids won't have clean clothes. Your kids won't have food to eat. And then those are things we just do it anyways because we know they need to get done. Sometimes we ask for help. Sometimes you find a way to make it work. Same thing with thinking about working on your goals. How are you going to make this work even when they don't sound super exciting, even when you don't want to? I think it can help to think about it in that way and just...
Yeah. Because it makes your life easier. You know, like when we think of like, why do you kind of reset at the end of the night? Like, why do you go grocery shopping? Why do you cook? Why do you do laundry? You're not loving every minute, but you know that it just sets you up for a smoother day. Because if not, everything's going to kind of be chaotic. So it's like same way, yeah, with yourself. Like maybe you don't want to give yourself that 20 minutes, or you don't want to like set yourself up with the best meals, but you know it's going to be worth it. Because then you're just going to be like trying to play catch up really and feeling more overwhelmed.
Yeah. So I would say last piece of advice here, because we wanted to keep this episode short, you know, how we always say, but we're trying to be serious on this one. Actually short, because we know we're coming off the holidays. We're going into the new year. It's like a survival period, I feel like, from Christmas to the new year, and kids are on break. Like there's a lot of things going on. So we wanted to keep this one short and sweet for you. So I guess one last action step, I would say create a vision. What do you want 2024 to look like? While yes, we talk about weight loss and nutrition all the time on the podcast, because that's our job it's what we work on with most of our clients. I want you to go beyond this, like get super specific. Don't just be like, I want 2024 to be my best year yet. Like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Or I want to feel better. Okay, great. What does that mean? Like feeling better, does that mean like you're waking up easier? Does that mean you're having more energy? Great. How are we going to get to those things? Get super specific. Think about like how you get ready for the day, what you wear, what you want to drive, what you want your house to look like, all these different things. Create a vision, get super specific on what you want your next year to look like.
Yeah.
It's a really good exercise.
Oh, I think it's super good, because then you start to really like get the ball rolling, like get things in motion. If you are in M3 right now listening to this, we're actually doing this like in December, and we're working on it a little bit in January. So if you haven't done it yet, let this be a reminder to go and look at it, because we have like a 3-part series that can walk you through the actual like visualization activity, which is super powerful. But if you're not in M3, like you can still do this. Like, get serious. How do you want to feel, look, think? I mean, all of it. How do you want to interact with your partner, with your kids, in your career? Like, let's get serious.
Mm-hmm. If visions sound a little stupid to me, just change the word. Create a plan. Create a specific plan. Create, I don't know, not a vision board because that's using vision again, but
yeah, whatever you want to do.
I don't care how you say it.
Manifest, visualization. I don't know. Think about, ponder it. I don't know. But
yeah. Think about every aspect in your life. Write it down. That's the important part. And figure out what 2024 is going to have in store for you. Get specific. Have purpose for those specific things. Like if you're like, I want to go get my Tahoe this year and I want to drive that and be able to get my new car. Okay, great. Why do you care about getting a Tahoe? You know, like all these things, think about your why.
Yeah, your why. It always comes down to your why. And then get real personal with it, because that's what really dictates your like habit change. And it makes it more real for you. Like, who cares? Is 10 pounds on your resolutions list this year? Again, why is it there? Does it need to be there? If it does need to be there, why? And don't just be like, oh, I want to wear smaller clothes. No. Get more personal with it.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you had a great holiday and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Yes. 2024. See ya.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.
Short sips and to the point. Thank you for joining Mocktail Minutes. Be sure to subscribe and follow to keep up with the latest episodes.
You can find us on Instagram at New Crew Nutrition and The Mama Nutritionist. If you have a topic you want to learn more about, send us a DM.
See you next week.